But that's the way the government does things anyway. You know, they have a tendency to let certain things be known and cover up other things, you know, and then they'll create the scenario the way they want to, just like they did with Custer. But anyway, he accompanied Sibley and his army, served as a scout for them for a while. I don't think Lorenzo was satisfied with either on either side. I don't think he really was happy working for the military, and I don't think he was definitely not happy trying to do something with the warriors, other than to make them stop fighting. So I don't think he wanted a part of either. Really wanted a part of either side. But he was on the part of, on the side of not allowing any more innocent lives to be lost, to be killed. I think that was what him and Simon and a few of the other Christian men, there wasn't very many of them at the time who made a stand for doing what they believed was right. Later on, after the conflict was over with, then a lot of the people were coming forward and saying, well, I did this so much, I saved that people, I saved these people, and they were all claiming that they had done something for the white people. Lorenzo claims that there was only about six of them that really were helpful, and he narrowed that down to three. It's something that happens, you know. You see this, you want to be on the winning side so that you, for one thing, you could, if there's any reward, you can get it, but if there's any persecutions, you can escape that. If you can convince people that you were on the right side, you were trying to do the right thing. I think that happened a lot right after the uprising, and I think Lorenzo didn't like that. I don't think he wanted any part of that. And Lorenzo never did anything for recognition. His own statement was, when they asked him about the women and children, why he did that, was that he pitied them and he wanted them to live. That was the only excuse he gave. And he said, I didn't do it for any reward. And he said also, it wasn't anything I did. It wasn't an act of behavior or doing something great. He said it was God who delivered us. You know, so Lorenzo was that type of an individual. You know, he didn't seek any personal glory out of it, which I found to be very encouraging and uplifting when I studied it, because I didn't know anything about my ancestors. And to know that in my history, in my family, was someone like him was really a great encouragement for me.